If you asked your child right now, what's my favorite song? Would they know the answer? That's what I did to my teenager.
Hayden, what do you think is my favorite song?
I don't know. I know your favorite Taylor Swift song is Clean, but I don't know if that's your all-time favorite song.
Can you sing it?
Gone was any trace of you. I think I am finally clean.
Sing it, Taylor. Sing it.
Gone was any trace of you. I think I am finally clean.
That is a correct answer. I also would have accepted DMX's Party Up.
I was going to say, I mean, of all time, feels like your song of the moment.
No. Okay. That song's old.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's exactly what we did. We went on social media. We did a casting call and we said, hey, kids, what's your mom's favorite song? But you got to sing it. Did any of them actually get it right?
What's your mom's favorite song?
Usher. Yeah.
Can you sing a little bit of it?
Yeah.
I don't know who sings it better, Usher or this kid.
Yeah.
I mean, add it as background, right? Usher could always use a little bit of a backline.
Mm-hmm.
What's your mom's favorite song? Sing it.
I'm drunk in the back of the car, and I'm crying like a baby girl over in the bar.
Pretty good.
I'm fine, but it wasn't true.
I don't want to keep singing just to keep you.
I want that kid.
I want that kid.
That kid is so good. That kid is invited to my birthday party right there. He can come and sing anytime.
What's your mom's favorite song? Sing it.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady.
That was the most medical version that I've ever heard of that. Let's hear it one more time.
Sing it.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady.
He was so good. Who's better, him or them?
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. Girl, you want a Slim Shady, so just imitating.
Hard to keep up with that one, to tell you the truth.
He was like, I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. It was very, very good.
Clinical.
What's your mom's favorite song? Sing it.
Got my driver's license last week. Just like we always talked about.
I don't think that's my favorite song.
Oh, he got shut down. They're like, that's not my favorite
song.
That
is hurtful,
I know.
Mom.
You just made that. You just wanted to sing Olivia Rodrigo.
Put himself out there.
No, that wasn't right.
It's hard to be vulnerable, mm-hmm. All right? You know, and he really did it in that vocal. And Mom, you should have been there for him.
What's your mom's favorite song? Sing it.
It's like Beetlejuice something.
Beetlejuice. Her favorite song is from Beetlejuice? This one?
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
That's because that kid made his mom watch that movie 1,000 times.
Wait a minute. Do you think that's anybody's favorite song?
I mean,
like anybody in the world.
Everybody knows the lyrics when it comes on, right? So when you're singing along. So, you know, kid might think, yeah, that's your favorite, obviously.
Let's do one more.
All right.
What's your mom's favorite song?
Lift Me Up.
Sing it.
Lift me up. Hold me down. Keep me safe, safe and sound.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead, sing it, Rihanna. Go, go, go.
Lift me up. Hold me down.
Is there anything more beautiful than when you sing with your kid a beautiful song like that when you're by yourself in the car? Oh, I got all like my hair and my arms are standing up. I love it. What was that award that you won at some point in your life that you are still proud of? Awards and memories last forever, right? And it doesn't matter what the award is. Anytime you're acknowledged, you don't forget it. Raven, producer Sophia, producer Justin, I was thinking about it. I'm like, when did you win an award at some point in your life and you are so incredibly proud of it? Justin, how about you?
I like this because I was able to use it motivationally for a long time afterwards. I used to coach football for a long time, high school football. And when I was a player, I won the Scholar Athlete Award.
Oh, that's fun.
And I was able to coach to my kids that, you know, you can be a football player and have a brain, so you can do both things. And I was trying to use that as a motivational tactic for the guys to not just be big, dumb.
That's fun.
I said, that's nice.
That's
lovely.
Nice, but,
that's a lovely award. Fun? That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of sacrifice and hard work. I don't know if fun is the word, but it's a great award. Congratulations. Yeah, smart guy.
Right. That's like one that you're like super proud of. They're not like my award. Sophia, what did you win?
mine was also sport related. I don't really have any intellectual awards.
Well, we're going to give you one here. How about that? There you go, Sophia. Intellectual
Smart
award.
Though.
First
Thank
annual NM Raven Electro Award. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So what was your...
I was an all-state cheerleader. So that's where you have to go through a bunch of steps and there's judges and it's very I'm not gonna say it's very hard to get. But
you live in the governor's mansion.
Yes.
Whenever they need cheering, they just go to you.
Exactly.
They right. knock on her door and she comes out and cheers.
I mean, I know that there's a million cheer competitions, but I know that it's very serious competition. I do know that.
Yeah, it's actually different than cheer competitions. It's an individual thing.
Okay.
So you have to do it on your own.
That's great. All right. That's awesome. All right. Raven, what are you proud of?
I mean, I've won some awards over the years. I will give you, I was the 1993 high school state champion for HVAC for Votech schools.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah, I worked in HVAC for all of 9 months when I got out of high school.
How did you compete?
Decided I was going back to college. Yeah. They give you a bunch of different things. So it's like, you know, like you go and there's like, there's a project aspect of the competition, but there's also like a written exam and all that too.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to create something after you do the written exam.
I was thinking about it, and like we've been honored as a show to win a lot of awards.
Sure.
It's been good times, but I won the 2002 Pace University Greek Olympic Beer Pong Championship.
Wow.
Yeah, and for Fantastic. Some reason, I referenced that championship and that award more than any normal person should. I'm like, well, you know, I was the 2002 Greek Olympic Pace University.
Yeah. Did it surprise you when you won?
No,
did
I could hit a last cup with my eyes closed.
You were...
Are you kidding me?
All right.
You boys, get out of the way.
Sounds not a little
just,
arrogant,
not
but okay.
just the sororities, mm-hmm. the fraternities and the sororities I won. Me and Olivia Skiffington.
Maybe that's why you're so pumped up about it, is you defeated the opposite sex as well. Is that it?
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay.
I was also third place at the Pace University talent show, and I had never tap danced a day in my life, and that was my talent.
That's the one I'm proudest for you.
Thank you.
That's always been the one I'm proudest for you.
Did you ever win an award? What was it, and why did it stick with you? 1-800-330-9999. Memories and awards live forever, right? Even when time goes by and the people come and go, all you have left is the memories. And if you have an award to go with it, most of the time, no matter how minuscule the award is, you remember it. You remember getting that award.
Time keeps moving. All right. It never stops. That's the thing. But an award, it's etched in history. They can't take it from you. Whether you poo-poo it or whatever, like you did that, it's there and it's written down somewhere.
Erin wrote on our Facebook page, she won the best essay award for a DARE program in sixth grade. I have my DARE water things right here today.
Thanks. My hat's off to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good accomplishment.
What's the award you won that you'll never forget? 1-800-330-9999. Debbie.
You probably didn't even know this thing exists. When I was in elementary school, I won the Dewey Decimal Bee, okay? So in the library, you know there's like in the nonfiction, there's all these numbers the sections?
We know the Dewey Decimal System. So we're past a certain age.
Most people
We know
don't.
How it works.
I don't remember how it works. Yeah. Anyway, continue. Yes.
They would tell you certain topics, and you had to say the number range that it would be in the library in the Dewey Decimal System.
That is so good.
That is okay? next level.
That is good.
Yeah.
You know what I won?
What?
A pencil with the school name on it.
You know what? That's library so gifts were stupid, though. I'm going to say that, and, you know, I don't love that word, but you know what? Pencil gifts those are dumb.
Yeah, stop giving pencils. Kids don't want pencils, even like in the Halloween bags.
I know.
Like, they don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
But the school budgets are not big, so cherish that pencil. Just never sharpen it.
Where
never.
Is that pencil now?
You know, believe it or not, I think it's like, it's all nubbed down, but I found it in a box with like Boggle that we took out recently.
Perfect.
I took a picture. I sent it to my sister.
I love it.
Virginia, what did you win?
I won the top luxury travel agent in the country in 1996.
Oh, that means you get a free vacation somewhere, right? Or a bunch of them. You get some money, right?
No, you don't get money. You get an award, a plaque. But we, you know, I travel a lot because I work so much. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I win the top travel agent in the country.
You got to go to Bali.
I want a car.
Or a title.
Top luxury travel agent.
Right.
Well, okay, well, I mean, you know, again, same thing. I want the plaque, but I also want a luxury vehicle
like,
or something.
Like the Mary Kay. Like the Mary Kay when you see them driving like
yes,
a pink Cadillac.
Yes. Right. I want like a car shaped like a beach or something. Right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, that's exactly what I want. Hey, Anna and Raven, who's this?
This is Sue.
Sue, you're proud. I can hear it in your voice. Tell us, what is it that you won an award
for?
I'm
so proud. So I won the Academic Presidential Fitness Award.
Whoa!
All right. How many sit-ups could you do in 20 seconds?
I bet a lot.
I don't even remember, but I want you guys to know that I was a chubby girl. So the fact that it said fitness, that was an award in itself.
Nice, nice. Congratulations on all your success. Great job. Becky, what'd you win?
I won
an award or she said trophy from a racquetball tournament that I was in. It was sponsored by the American Society, and I won a silver plate that's engraved.
You know, racquetball.
And I'm really proud. I'm really proud because two of my closest friends taught me how to play racquetball, and about a year went by, and I beat them in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. Racquetball is like a blood sport, too. Like, it's serious inside there. Yep. If I'm a racquetball player, I look at pickleball, and I think, y'all are children.
All right, your turn. You want to brag about your award? Maybe you were seven when you got it. That's okay. 1-800-330-9999. Awards and memories, they live forever. When you win an award, it doesn't matter how old you are or what the award is for. Like, you never forget it. It leaves an impact on you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I used to have a box full of field day ribbons.
Ah,
field day ribbons, man. Yep. You know, I was fast.
I was heavy, so I would have to be the anchor in tug of war.
But you know what? I didn't have a ton of friends, so I liked that when you raced, you could do,
you could do something.
Yeah.
What was the award that you got that you're, it doesn't matter how old you were, you're never going to forget it. 1-800-330-9999.
In high school, I read the fine print, and if I sold the most world's finest chocolate bars, I would not have to pay the admittance to prom. So every week they would say I was the winner, I was the winner, I was the winner. And then I eventually won, and I didn't have to pay to get to prom.
Pretty sweet.
That's good. That's selling a lot of chocolate.
It was awesome.
Yeah, you did it.
That is a lot of chocolate. They made us hustle back in the day with those fundraisers, man.
My goddaughter, too, though. This was like 2 years ago. All of a sudden, she was selling chocolate to raise money for her prom ticket.
Yeah.
And I was like, Caitlin, I'm going to buy your prom ticket. Stop selling chocolate online.
Hey, Ann and Raven, what'd you win? That award that you were presented.
I got awarded a trip for two to Hawaii.
Nice.
I went to the National Convention for Mutual of Omaha. They gave us this beret hat with three pins to start out. And they wanted, it was a meet and greet, and they wanted you to meet people from all over the company in the country. And I ran around that convention hall and collected pins from people. I had the most amount of pins. They had a board that all the pins that you needed to collect, and I got them all plus double.
That is earning an award.
I mean, and making sure that you're doing the networking thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I
strong
like that
work,
one,
John.
Buddy.
Strong work.
Yes, best trip to Hawaii ever.
Right. Evan, what did you win?
In 2012, when I was in high school, I won the Long Island Librarians Award for Nassau County.
So what is the Librarians Award? What is it you have to do to win that?
So I was volunteering at my high school's library, and I was working there just for the fun of it. Mm-hmm. And they nominated me for it. I don't know. You know, they just nominated me, and I ended up
winning.
I mean, right.
That's good. That's a good one. Yeah, thanks.
That's pretty great. Did they give you anything? Did you win anything for it?
Yeah, I got a plaque at $1,000.
Nice.
All right.
I mean, $1,000. Yeah. I like that. Cool.
Heather, what was the award you won?
So when I was in the fourth grade, I won the school spelling bee in the entire, for the entire school. And I was the youngest in the fourth grade. And it was just one of the best moments of my childhood because I worked really hard and I loved doing the spelling bee. So the fact that I was able to win out of everyone in the school was a very memorable moment for me.
Mm. Is it still on your resume?
Yes.
What?
I would keep that on my resume for the rest of my
fourth grade?
100%. First of all, it makes people laugh when they read it.
Yeah.
And you're still proud of it. It's an award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I can relate to pivotal years. You know that there were times in your life that you're like, fourth grade was a good grade because you know you hit the spelling bee. Mm. So I can relate to that. Yeah.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Now spell it.
There's a lot of people here in the office that are turning 50 years old, and that includes one of our bosses here, Ed, who just turned 50.
This was not the setup for getting me in here. Outing me on the air is 50.
I didn't think that that's what we were going to talk about here. Do you think that directly correlates to the other subject matter that you had mentioned?
Yes, because Ed has started driving a minivan, which I never saw coming from somebody that has worked with Ed for the last 15 years. And the bumper sticker on the back of the minivan says, "I used to be cool." And I guess I would like you to talk about how did we get here?
I've wanted a minivan since before kids, actually.
Whoa. Wanted one.
But didn't you used to drive cool cars?
Oh, I did, yeah. I had a little WRX.
Oh,
I
you're one of those.
Yeah. It's one of those guys. Little spoiler, you know, a fast little fun
rally
thing.
Race car guy.
But it's practical. There's so much room. It's like a rolling living room. And now that I've got these kids, my wife put it off for years. We do a lot of driving, a lot of road trips. And guess who packs the car? This guy. Mm-hmm. Got to put the roof box on the SUV. Got to put the hitch thing in for the bikes. Don't have to do that anymore. It all just fits. I am over-impressing people. I don't need to.
Anna, you didn't have one ever, right?
No. No, it was part of my prenup with Paul. We don't have a real prenup, but the one thing I said was I would never, ever, ever drive a minivan, and he had to agree to that before we got married.
Is it image? Are you worried about your image?
Yeah, it's not cool.
Give me three dream items you would want in what you term to be a cool car.
I want it to look cool. I want it to look cool.
Okay, so that's one. So that okay, that's against the minivan mostly.
My minivan looks super cool.
Number two, though, dream items in your car.
I want it to have like the cool leather color. You don't go see a minivan that's got like a maroon leather interior.
You want it to look special leather.
Yeah, okay. I want like a special kind of leather,
like hand stitched or whatever the way they do it now. All right. And then number three,
and it's got to have a booming system, not like.
Well, they can put that in anything.
Right.
Plenty of space in the minivan.
Yeah, but when you see a minivan that's got a booming system, you're like, oh.
Do you know how many 12s I could drop in the back of my minivan? It could be a booming system.
Now you just get a couple Boses, like, you know, tucked in where your spare tire would go, and it's going to sound the same. Items I'd like for a vehicle that might be in your minivan, for all I know. Do you have like a fridge or a cooler? Because a lot of them do.
No, I do not.
Oh.
But you know what it does fit? It fits a 4-foot fishing cooler in the back.
Bucket or bench seats?
Definitely makes you cool.
It's a bench, but the middle, they are bucket. They're slidable. Yep. So I can fit 8 people.
No.
Yeah, okay.
8 people in
Why
my car.
Why do you want to put 8 people in your car to begin with? So here's the thing. Now that Hayden, my older one, has her license, I only have the little one left, my 7-year-old. So I don't need to have the third row. I don't need it. So why do you want to put so many
your
people
in
your car?
Your world's shrinking. His is growing.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I love spending time with my family and friends.
You have 8 kids?
I know how many kids you have. I have my in-laws. When they visit, we can all go to dinner in one vehicle. Mm-hmm. I can put my mom in there, too. We all fit. Hey, your friends want to go with you somewhere? Hop in. Let's go.
Does that one of the chairs, at least any of those chairs, lay flat so you could sleep no problem?
Oh, yeah. Middle row would definitely lay flat.
If you were going to create right now an endorsement for minivans, what would you say?
They're versatile. They get good gas mileage. It's a rolling living room. That's all you need to know. Do you like relaxing in the living room, Raven?
I do.
Do you like relaxing in the living room, Anna?
This seems like a trick question. I mean, yeah, I do.
All you're doing now is relaxing in the living room behind the wheel. Comfortable.
Wife Trish drives.
She refuses.
Minivan.
She's just like you. She's a snob. Okay. She's worried about her appearance. She hates driving it.
Oh, what makes your minivan cool? Real sexy. 1-800-330-9999. And let's see if anybody agrees with you. Our boss Ed got a minivan, and he thinks it makes him cool, even though he has a bumper sticker on it that says, I used to be cool, acknowledging that it, in fact, is not cool.
It doesn't look like a typical minivan. It's like a steel gray with all tinted out windows. It does look like it might be lowered or have some ground effects on it.
I need a new car, and we've been shopping. Actually, we went last night. It was painful. And my husband and I have very different ideas on what my next car should be.
Yeah, nothing's going to convince you to get one of those. But we'd still like to hear from people who think that their minivans is hot.
Right.
Right. Minivan pride is strong.
If you've got minivan pride and you think it's the hottest car, tell us why. 1-800-330-9999. Dave.
Well, no one wants to steal my minivan or borrow it, so that's a pretty good thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you got one like Ed's or a Honda Odyssey. Honda Odyssey drivers, by the way, the most crazy minivan drivers I've ever witnessed. Pass you doing 110. But they are nice. I like those dual automatic doors, Anna.
I think your minivan could get stolen.
I don't know if there's a lot of chop shops for minivans.
Is there?
Chrysler Pacificas. I don't know.
What kind of minivan do you have?
It is a 2015 Dodge Caravan. It's gently used, though. So.
Does it have wood paneling? Because I think that makes it sexier.
No, but the paint's kind of worn, so I like to call it candy apple primer. So.
Okay. Wood paneling, what
sexy
year would that be?
I mean, that was very popular for a very long time. Do you remember the shiny wood?
I do remember.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Some cars still have that.
Okay.
All right.
Not one that I'm driving.
Alexandra, what makes your minivan so hot?
Listen, having all the space that I need for my kids, for myself, and sometimes when it's my turn to be the designated driver for me and my girlfriends on our nights out.
Posse in effect. Yeah, I get it. The biggest part that's subtle luxury, I think, the fold-down armrest. For the bucket seats up front, I love the fold-down armrest.
Wait.
It's like, boom. You're like, all of a sudden, you're like, wait a minute. Am I in a private jet right now? Where am I? Look at this thing.
They have those in the front. I haven't been in a minivan in many, many years.
Fold-down armrest. Yeah, real nice.
Wait, so that means you can...
Just lounge in that chair like this.
Wait.
Ah, both arms rested.
Does that mean that there's like a center seat in the front?
No, there's no bench. It's not a bench. These are captain's chairs up front.
Oh.
Real nice.
Okay.
With an armrest.
Valerie, best thing about driving a minivan?
Yeah, what makes your minivan hot?
Oh, there's so much room for everything. Listen, when you have five kids, you need rooms for their soccer ball, their football, their cheerleading pom-poms. It's just so spacious. It's comfortable. And the sound system is great.
Equipment and lots of room for speakers. Not the first person who said it.
Walter, how about you? What makes your minivan so hot?
I got a nice TV in my minivan. So anytime I go on trips, you know, my kids, they don't get super, like, angry or annoyed being in the car for too long. I can just sit there and drive, and they got their movie on, and it's just calm.
I do like televisions in cars. I know everybody's got a little screen in the front now at this point, but when you're traveling, you got them flip-down DVDs. That's luxury.
Is it?
I like that.
I thought that time was over, but maybe because I just drive such old cars, I don't even realize it anymore. And kids have iPads.
Everybody's got a tablet now, but I still like that flip down. And the surround system, it's like being there, watching Bluey over and over and over again as you drive down the road, you know, or across the country.
One more time. Imagine if Hannah Montana was your mom. Miley Cyrus as your mom. That would have been crazy, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would be wild. She's still kind of leveling herself out and working it out. Last few years, she's really calmed down a bit, but big fan of Miley Cyrus. Why? What's up?
There's this reel that went viral, and it's this woman playing all the Hannah Montana music for her kids. Why? Mm-hmm. Because when her husband was a freshman in high school, he quote unquote dated her, you know, like the little kid dating.
Yeah.
So she says, like, she wants the kids to know that Miley Cyrus could have been her mom.
Yeah.
You know,
and that dad was cool at one point in his life.
Like, at one point,
okay,
daddy was cool.
I mean, that's a big pull right there.
I know.
I mean, if you hung out with Miley Cyrus for a minute, even if you were just her note boyfriend in like third or fourth grade, do you like me more than a friend circle? Yes or no?
Yeah.
That's a claim to fame right there.
I was thinking about it. And somebody that did something great from my high school class or somebody that did something notorious. I think one kid ended up in jail.
One?
Well, that I know of.
I know one guy who's been in jail five times since we got out of school. Yeah, he's never getting out of jail again.
And then we went to very different high schools.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't date Miley Cyrus, but yeah.
So I looked on like ChatGPT. I asked like, who was the most famous person of my graduating class in my high school?
Yeah.
It listed four people.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of those people went to my high school.
Wow.
Not one. I was like, well, that somebody needs to fact check that.
You're probably the most famous person that went to your high school.
That is definitely not true.
I mean, it's fake famous, but I'm saying it's probably.
No. There's got to be. This is the kid I think that went to jail. This one. Him. I have my yearbook out like a dork. All right.
Yeah.
We want to know, who did you
Good
go
luck
to school
him.
With? Like, maybe they had a Ponzi scheme or maybe they actually became famous. Like, what did they do? 1-800-330-9999. Jason.
A friend of mine named Tommy Baldwin. He is the top NASCAR crew chief. He's a legend. He's had a couple of drivers, I believe, that have won some NASCAR races.
Oh, that's cool, huh?
That is cool.
Yeah, Tommy Baldwin Racing is a big deal, as a matter of fact. I'm looking at it right now.
Was he into cars and racing in high school?
Yes, he was always into that.
That's cool. You know, racing-related, Joey Logano is from my hometown, which is pretty awesome.
So many racers. Kristen, strangest thing that happened to somebody you went to high school with.
Okay, so I went to high school with someone who, in high school, he was a real, you know, wrestler, kind of went through the ranks a little bit, and then decided to become a WWE star. So now he has like a lot of followers, and even though he's thick, he's like always in small shorts for some reason. It's crazy.
I mean, I feel like that's shocking. Like, that's the dream, right? If you're a high school wrestler, right, or if you're somebody that's doing it collegiate, Of course you want to be all shined up with baby oil and making the bucks and being on television.
Who is it?
Tyson DuPont.
We all Google. Tyson DuPont. Haitian professional wrestler. Oh, he's handsome. Was he handsome in high school?
Not as much.
I mean, I like his hair. Yeah. Real nice. I have a friend that was huge into wrestling, so he wrestled in school. And they used to do one of those backyard wrestling things, which has become a thing. They had real injuries and real issues. But he ended up being intertwined with a lot of professional wrestlers because he was always there. They are aware of his stuff. And that was kind of the dream come true for him. But, you know, listen, you're not having fun unless you're getting knocked out on a turnbuckle made of a repurposed backpack. And stuffing from your old couch in your backyard before. I mean, the ring didn't bounce back. They just, you know, basically wrestled on top of a tarp.
Huh.
Well, you got a ladder match and you're not professional stunt people. People can really get hurt.
What happened to the person you went to high school with? 1-800-330-9999. Good or bad? What happened to the person you went to high school with? Good or bad? 1-800-330-9999. There's this viral reel of a woman who posted a video of her playing Hannah Montana songs for her kids because her husband used to date Miley Cyrus when they were kids.
Well, you know, you're third or fourth grade, you want to be my girlfriend? Yeah. Who knew she was going to turn out to be a huge pop star?
Miley Cyrus could have been my mom?
Wow.
What happened to the person you went to high school with?
Hey, Christine, tell us what happened with the person you went to high school with, good or bad?
So... good. I went to school with Jenna Ushkowitz. She was on Glee.
Okay.
She played Tina on Glee. And I went to school with Richard Ornberger. He was a professional football player. He's now an ESPN caster.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. A couple good people that did big things.
That came out of your school.
Yeah. Glee was the thing for a moment, right?
More like than a moment. A long time.
Everybody was watching Glee for a moment. So you'd be like, I know her!
And she couldn't be nicer.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
In great contrast to Leah Michelle, I guess. How about you, Dawn? Who'd you grow up with?
My most famous claim to fame is actually I grew up next door to Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, okay.
I decided I wanted to she was my next door neighbor growing up.
Tell me about Rosie O'Donnell. Would she, like, play out in the yard? Like, what was she like?
When she was 8 or 18 or 28?
She's 3 years older than me. She was actually a tomboy growing up. She played the drums, if I remember correctly, in the garage. All us neighborhood kids would just play all together in the summer. We would go back and forth between everybody's properties and stuff. So as younger kids, we did.
Joe, tell us, who'd you grow up with?
He very much succeeded. His name was Mitch Kupchak. He became a player for the Los Angeles Lakers. And he graduated in 1972. I graduated from Brentwood in 1973. So the things I remember was, we used to be on the same school bus, and I remember that he had a duck his head to get on the school bus. But more importantly, he played with the players like Jerry West back in like 73, 74. And eventually he became the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, he won 3 titles, as a matter of fact, too. That's pretty cool. Did you ever box him out when you guys were in elementary school or grade school? Did you ever score on him?
He's 6'9".
No, I did not.
I never scored on him, not once. Right. Thanks for the call,
Joe. Joe, what happened to one of your high school friends?
I don't know about strangest, but I'm happy for him. I didn't really know him that well, but a guy that was ahead of me about a year is Mike Posner, the singer rapper. I was pretty happy for him. That was pretty amazing. I didn't even know that he was a singer rapper in high school.
He's and he's coming back again right now. So he had like some hot tracks, and then
his story's
kinda, like,
sad.
Huh?
It's a sad story.
Yeah, because then he had like some sort of breakdown, right?
Yep. He like made a lot of money with that song. I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yep,
pill in Ibiza.
And then he took a pill in Ibiza.
Then he took a pill. It was based on a real story. Yeah. And then he lost all his money and basically tried to like live the big life and be famous. But then the money stopped coming in.
Yeah, but he's back now, I think.
But he put a new song out talking about how he had made mistakes and it did well, too. And now I don't know what's happening with him. But that's interesting. Sometimes you don't realize who's talented. And if they're not in theater or they're not the star athlete, you don't realize that they have these other passions because they never really talk about it or they don't come out until afterwards.
Yeah. He's been doing some writing, though. I mean, he's still getting paid, so he's got some songs out there for other artists, too. So that's interesting, though. He's definitely an accomplished artist.
The one thing I've learned is you should not take a pill in Ibiza. That's what we've learned from long story short.
When in Ibiza?
No, I'm good. interesting stat here. 72% of American women choose to take solo trips.
Really?
72% seems wild. 65% of women have taken a vacation without their partner. The stat that I don't see here, which is the one I'm really interested in, is how many moms have taken solo trips without their kids.
I would be very, very curious as to the age grouping of this, right? Because my mother has always taken solo trips. And I remember this very vividly. You know, she probably started after she was like 45 or 50, if I had to guess, right? Like, there was a certain time where she started doing it. But she's done it over the years, and she continues to do it.
I've never gone on a trip by myself ever in my life. And I've never lived by myself. You know, I've always met my husband in college, so that was kind of it. But there's this huge popularity and surge of mom solo trips. Like, there's these a whole list of where moms are going by themselves to recharge. And I was just talking to one of my girlfriends about this the other day. She's like, I'm never sitting by myself in silence with my own thoughts. And it's because you're constantly consuming content or chasing your kids or going to work, and you're constantly just going.
Thinking about what you need to do later that day, tomorrow, whatever it may be. There's always a plan instead of just quietly sitting.
So there's this list of places that are the best to go for mom solo trips.
Okay.
And there's everything from Napa Valley to the Dominican Republic to ranches in Italy, spas, and places to kind of find yourself and find solitude.
I'd be very cautious going to another country by myself.
Well, that's what I said.
Especially a place that's like a vacation.
Funny you should bring that up, Raven.
Okay.
Because as you know, Raven, my dream is to always go on an African safari.
Yes.
I've wanted to go on an African safari my entire life. It's you know, one of my bucket list things. Last week, I was in Disney World with my children and my husband. And if you've ever been.
He was there, too.
He was there, also there. And if you've ever gone on a trip that's as active as that with your family, you know that there are certain times where you break down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've had enough of these people that you love so dearly and you can't take it anymore.
Family vacations are tough.
Now, we are at Animal Kingdom and I am in my glory because we have just ridden the safari and it is as close to Africa as I've ever gotten in
my life.
It's my
favorite.
Except we're in Orlando.
Yeah.
And it's basically a zoo, right?
Also my favorite spot, though.
Yeah.
Also my favorite spot.
Now, they want to leave because they want to go ride the rides and I want to go see the animals and I am frustrated and I am angry and I lose my mind. Now, we get home last night, and here's a conversation I have with my teenager, Hayden.
Hayden, remember when we were on vacation and I was really frustrated and I told you I was going by myself to Africa?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
It was okay, because I don't know if you meant it or not.
What if I wanted to go on a mom solo trip? How would you feel about that?
I mean, it would be kind of weird.
Why?
Because I don't know if you've ever gone on a trip by yourself.
I haven't, but what if I wanted to? It's a thing now.
I mean, where are you going on this mom solo trip?
Africa, to safari, to see the giraffes and the elephants and tigers. Like the big five, they call it. I also want to go on a gorilla truck. I'm not sure if it's the same trip, but it's on my list.
I mean, you do you, I guess. Stay safe.
She doesn't mean that. She would be so mad, you know?
I mean, yeah, but, you know, it's good advice, too. Stay safe.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go out there and you're going to do that, especially by yourself, you know, stay safe.
But you know what? I just want to know, if you've ever gone on a mom solo trip before, a solo trip at all, where did you go and did you enjoy it? Or if you're planning one, where do you want to go? 1-800-330-9999. 72% of American women are choosing to take solo trips, and a growing number of those women are moms. Mom solo trips are on the rise. And I've never done it before, but I'm curious. If you told the kids, don't worry, dad's in charge, or you know, grandma's got you, and you took off so you could get some me time, where did you go and how was it? 1-800-330-9999. Stephanie?
So this last weekend, actually, I took a four-day reprieve. I got really sick and ended up in the hospital.
Oh, so
I wouldn't necessarily recommend that, but it was the most quiet and most sleep I've had so in several years.
It's funny.
My gosh,
Anna, man, over the years has said to me at least a half a dozen times that she would like to be hospitalized when she wasn't feeling well because she feels like she could get the best nap ever.
Well, because I don't have to take care of the kids. Because at that point, I know this sounds crazy, Stephanie, and you know it's weird to say it out loud, somebody else is just taking care of you, and you can truly rest, and you'll be fed, and you'll be taken care of. As a mom, I get that. It's like it's a forced break.
Are you okay, Stephanie?
Right. Most importantly.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Good.
It was great not having to figure out what to do for dinner for 4 days.
Right.
I love that they're trying. Most people are dying to get out of the hospital, and you're asking, no, 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 can I stay another day?
Oh, her mom's solo trip was to the emergency room.
Yeah. And I had my own room, so it was very peaceful.
You could watch TV. That nobody was nice. Telling you what to watch. Oh, yeah. I get it. Steph, I'm with you. Remember when I got my colonoscopy?
I was just going to say, it was your favorite nap ever. Anna and Raven, who's this?
This is Mary Jane.
Mary, tell us about your solo mom trip.
I've been to Iceland by myself.
Wow.
I've been to Spain by myself.
Uh-huh.
I've been on 3 cruises by myself.
Oh, my gosh. Where is your partner?
It's working. Watching the kids.
Watching the kids.
And
if you were on a cruise and I'm home watching the kids, 3 times?
Mary Jane, you are my spirit animal.
Three times.
Where are you going to go next?
Italy by myself.
Oh my gosh. What is he doing? What did you do in Iceland? Did you go to the volcano? Did you go down in the mountain? What did you do?
Went and sat in the Blue Lagoon.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Awesome.
Yep.
He doesn't like to travel, so I go by myself.
That's
awesome.
Crazy.
I meet so many nice people. I always feel safe. I'm very careful. It's great.
Yeah.
It's like my mental health break.
I believe it, and everybody's saying it's good for you. Thanks, Mary Jane. Do you?
Do it.
Hey, Suzanne, did you take a mom solo trip, girl solo trip, or are you taking one?
I've done a few. It's amazing. I've gone to Italy, and then I've just gone down to Florida a few times by myself just to sit at the beach and hang out.
That sounds amazing. Just imagine sitting on a beach lounger by the water and reading a book.
Yeah,
exactly.
My mom used to do Florida.
And then I went to Europe by myself because no one was interested in the things that I wanted to see. And it's just so nice because you can just get up in the morning and go, you know, explore, not have to be worried about if the other person likes it. So.
Did your kids care?
No, they didn't. They were like, you know, oh my God, have fun. I said, I asked them if they wanted to come. No one's interested right now.
You know what? Listen, I applaud you the whole thing about going to see what you want to see. Because no matter who you travel with, there's always some compromise. Even if you love that person.
Well, it's true.
There's compromise.
Exactly.
The thing I hate the most about family trips is dinner. Waiting for other people to be ready. Figuring out where everybody wants to go. I just want a steak. Get out of my way.
I just feel like as a mom, you never have, like, you always do what the kids want to do.
Yes.
Right? So you don't really get that opportunity to actually.
We are the ones that compromise ourselves for everyone else.
Yes.
So the time to go away is necessary so that you can continue. Like, once a year, it's good because that's what gives me the mindset to continue and just come back happier.
What do you do when your spouse wants to end a family tradition and you know it's only going to cause problems for you and your family? The Couples Court Verdict is powered by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale and get 30% off select paints and stains July 17th through the 27th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. That's what's happening with Denise and John. Denise is pregnant with their first son. Very exciting stuff. Every firstborn boy in her family, middle name is Charles. It's like 4 or 5 generations at this point. And she doesn't see the big deal. It's a middle name. John can name their son whatever first name he wants, but John doesn't even want to give him the middle name Charles.
I think really the thing is here is that John wants to set the standard that this is their family and that they're going to have their own traditions. And I guess that's natural when you're getting ready to become a first-time father, but you have to understand how everybody else around you feels. You may come to change your mind. That's okay, right?
Yeah, looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999, Christine says, in my opinion, I have 2 middle names. There's no reason why you can't have both. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Some people have a lot of names, you know?
Yeah, 6 or 7, right? And it seems to be the more names they have, the wealthier they are.
JP, whose side are you on?
I got to be on the wife's side. Tradition is tradition, and I understand a family is a unique thing, and he's trying to be all his own family, but your wife is your wife. She's carrying him for 9 months, and she's only asking you for a middle name that's like a strong from her great-grandfather's like lineage. I don't understand, but Maverick, the Top Gun movie, is where we want to name our middle name. How unique is that? When every time I think of Maverick, I think of a movie. And every time you think of Charles, you think of her grandfather, her family, and where it came from. And it has a meaning to it.
To be clear, I like both names. But.
I like both names, too. I really do like both names. But it's just that I feel like the family tradition trumps
yes.
just, like, magic. Like, I don't know. I just don't understand, like, why it's such a big deal, especially if she's, like, named our child, whatever you want to name him.
Right.
It's just that our family, like, it has a unique tradition.
It's hard to break a tradition, too. I mean, I broke tradition in my family. Mm-hmm. If I would have followed tradition of what my family did, I would have named my daughters after my husband's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we gave them middle names after our grandmothers, but we didn't give them the first name. And it's hard, like, when you have to be the person that does that.
That tells them.
Right.
Right.
But I just didn't like the names enough to be right. first names. I mean,
middle name is a good compromise.
Right, exactly. I thought so.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Denise, our audience agreed with you today. It's important to keep family traditions. And ultimately, John, they felt that because it's a middle name, this should be something that you should give into.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that I'm going to be a team player about it. I'm a little disappointed because I had some really good names picked out, but like you said, family tradition is important, so I'm willing to budge on this one.
You know what? I mean, guys, how about four names, right? Some people do that, right? Like, I mean, you can have two middle names. You can have, four names. Like, that's fine. Denise, you've got to be happy either way. You know, this takes off the pressure between you and the family.
Yes, and especially if you did name him John, it'll be John Charles. Who wouldn't like that name? It sounds very nice.
It's
like,
a beautiful name.
It does sound nice. Yeah. Right? It sounds strong. Yeah.
All right. Well, we wish you the best. And if you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCore@annaandraven.com. This is the best text. It's the one that I was like, oh!
Winner, winner.
Yeah. So this woman went viral because she makes her kids listen to all the Hannah Montana music because her husband used to, quote unquote, date Miley Cyrus, like when they were really young, middle school into high school, like right before she got famous.
Right. Okay.
So we were joking, like, well, what happened to who you went to high school with, good or bad? Because we know that sometimes they become notorious, and all that.
Sure.
So on our text line, I went to school with LL Cool J.
Nice.
I was a freshman. He was a senior. So I immediately responded, to this day, still one of the hottest. Was he hot in high school? And she said, yeah, he was popular.
Yeah. I mean, he would have to be. One of the nicest guys you can meet, too. LL Cool J. Just such a gentleman.
Such a handsome man.
He really
man.
Is. He's really, woo, hot in here right now. LL Cool J. Wow.
I don't know. Who was in your high school class? Like, what happened to them? Good or bad? We want to hear the story. 1-800-330-9999. Gail.
Sue Powder, the fitness guru.
Okay.
And she's coming back.
Yeah.
Have you heard, do you know about Sue Powder?
Yeah.
She's kind of a big thing in the 90s.
Yes, and then they canceled her, basically. Yeah, Sue Powder was a huge deal. She was kind of blacklisted, but now she's coming back on her own.
I don't know who you guys are talking about.
Yes. Sue Powder.
Why did she get canceled?
Let's Google it.
I remember because she has like the short, spiky blonde hair.
Stop the insanity thing. That was her whole tagline and branding.
She built a fitness empire due to mismanagement of her fortune, and now she claims she delivers for Uber Eats. Oh.
Yes, and so this guy found her, did a documentary on her, and she's, like, coming back.
Yeah, that documentary, by the way, co-produced by Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis, so cool and such a force for women.
She lost $200 million?
Dang!
How do you lose $200 million? You know what?
It was here a minute ago.
I had it. It was right here in my pocket.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you didn't see my $200 million?
Beth, who did you go to school with and what happened to them?
He's actually my cousin, too. His name's Josh Kinney, and he pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals and pitched in the World Series a couple years ago.
Oh, wow. Huh? Mm-hmm. That's cool. How'd he do?
Pretty good. He was like the reliever. Yeah,
but when he came in,
he came out of the. They won. Yeah, they won the World Series that year. But then he hurt his elbow.
Oh.
So. All right, but I mean, he got to be a hero in the World Series.
Small town in PA, like less than 2,000 people population.
That's it. Never buy a beer in his life. The rest of his life.
Is he the most famous cousin out of all of you guys?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, we had a few. We have one in jail, but it did go to jail. But we don't talk about that.
This one's better, right? Monica, tell us, who'd you go to school with? What happened with them? Cool, good, or bad? What?
She is now an astronaut.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
What's her name?
I was the pitcher on the softball team, and she was my catcher, Anne McClain.
That's cool, huh?
To be an astronaut? Oh, yeah, look
so
at her.
So smart.
Beautiful.
Why aren't our astronauts the famous people? Why aren't they the ones more famous that we all recognize?
I follow a lot of astronauts.
I agree.
You following a lot of astronauts you are, Anna?
There's a couple female astronauts that I follow because they post real motivational stuff for kids, and I love to see it.
Okay, well, you're going to have to follow her, too, now. That
Anne
is
McClain.
So awesome.
I mean, look
Did
at
she
her
know
her
she
space.
Wanted to go to space then?
I don't think so.
No,
she was on the quieter side, so I had no idea how smart she was.
Yeah, you were pitching, she was catching. I get it. Yep. Thanks for sharing.